We're also talking about that the space left over on top. Because again, we have to be afraid maybe it was two separate gittin here. Even though there was a space left over on the bottom right, but maybe really the top of this piece of paper was very, very long. And the first get ended off true at the top of that big piece of paper. But then started a second get. And what you see now is they cut off the top part there. And even cut off the date of the second get. So maybe again the bottom part now is really the bottom part of the second get. And the right side is the first get. You shouldn't be able to put the two together. So that's the Morris Terrence know that there's space left over on the top also. So since there's space left over on the top, we know clearly it's only one get here. The Morris still, but maybe the Dilma, maybe a Mucha Yimlich. Maybe it's true. First he had the right side of the get written up, and the husband changed his mind and decided not to give his wife a get. And then he continued writing it. So then the get should be possible, because once he changed his mind, the first part is possible. The Kosov and the Gemara, the Chsiv Harayat Melmato, or Materas Melmalo. So as far as in this, when you're writing that, you don't change your mind. Like if the bottom side had Harayat, and the top side says Materas, for sure was written at one shot. He didn't change his mind, you don't stop your mind in the middle of writing the equal part of the get. The Dilma maybe is Ramilei, maybe it just happened to be, what can you do? It happened, the guy, Shaka, changed his mind. Aye, he wouldn't do it, but maybe it happened that way. He wrote her Rayat, and then he decided his mind to stop. And then he changed his mind later on to continue writing the get. That's possible. So Mar says, Kuli have a chashinim. Such a big chash to be afraid, maybe this happened, that we're not afraid about. That punct the time when he wrote her Rayat, that's when he changed his mind and he stopped writing the get and he finished it later, for that we're not afraid about. So for sure, we never mind the get was written all at one time. When the get's written Lashma, therefore the get is kosher. Now the Gemara says, Rav Ashi says though, Diyadi Bey Mitachto de Megilta. Another terrace. That you know the bottom part of the Megillah. Rashi says, Kula Kusha Bach Matarzin. Diyadin Bey Mitachto Megilta Shenikabo Mechito Saklav Sobav Sobav Kola Get. Shloya Bey Klav Elazin.
Whereas you could tell by the ends of the parchment that it was never longer. You can tell by the parchment has a certain blackness to it that this is the bottom of the parchment, and it was nick. You can tell this is the top of the parchment. Therefore, we don't have to be afraid. Maybe this piece of paper was very long, and there was two gittim there, or maybe it was very high and two gittim. No, we're talking about that nick. You can tell in the cloth itself that this was the top and this was the bottom. Then the Mishnah says, "Chosmu edim b'reish adaf." The edim sign on the top of the gaf, it's possible. Ain't it's not that way. Rav signed on the side. How does our Mishnah say it? The Edom signed on the side. He gets his puzzle. Chosim, the Terrace says, they signed the name on the side, but they signed towards the Ksav. Therefore, was facing towards the Ksav. That's why it's kosher. But that we learned. Hikiv Rosh Hashozev, it's that Rosh Hashozev. Where they folded over the two Gittim and the two tops met. The question is why? Let's see which way the Edim was towards. Like if the Edim were towards one side, it should be kosher towards that side. But kosher, that side that the Edim are signing towards should be kosher. So Mark says, no. It's like a bolt going straight across. The Edim were not facing one way more than the other way. Straight going across the top of both of them, that's why it's possible. But the Mari Hochi is so sensitive, Tony. Rosh shows there, but starts right for just there. The top is near the bottom. V'yedim, v'yemtza, says, Eshedim, the groin, the safe of kosher. Now, v'yedim, Rami Kivra, the Edim are written straight across, like a brick going straight, like a bolt going straight across. Lav bahai, bahadi ha mikri. For lav bahadei ha mikri. It's going straight across, so it's not nikr, it's more towards one more than the other. So here it's not written anyway towards one side more than the other side. So why do we say that the get is kosher? Tomorrow it says, El Rav, Bediskini, Heve Chosim. Without that Rav signed the signatures on the side, he didn't do it on a get, on a shtar, you need edus. Stam on a piece of paper did it. Bediskini means not for edus. Just stam to remember something, he signed there. As she says, when he used to call people to give somebody a summons, and he would sign his name there, so that's all, but that's not a teres edus. So therefore it's kosher on the sign. But when you have to have a shtar with edim signing on it, you cannot sign on the side, it has to be on the bottom of the get. That's what the Mishnah says, you have the chasam of the sefer and the nei it does. It, the Mishnah says chasav sefer, but it does not mean just the fact the sefer wrote it. That alone wouldn't be enough. It means the sefer signed his name and the nei dechod. That's what's kosher. Omer chidur says amani Rabbi Yosi goes across Rabbi Yosi. Hi, Rabbi Yosi, the one that says the chasav of the sefer is not enough. You have to have a chasima. Moreh says that he ksuba chasam. There was a ksuba. The yasla came from Ravua. Came in front of Ravua. They knew about the typhus. They knew to be Mekayim one aid there. So Sabulachshu, they wanted Mekhashin to get. They wanted to say the Ksubas Kosher. Because they knew the person that wrote up this Ksuba, and they also knew the signature of one. So they wanted to say, that's enough. Like our Mishnah says, if you have the Ksav of the Sefer, and an Eidecha, that should be Kosher. So here they had a Ksuba. And they wanted to go to be Mekayim this Ksuba. So the Shasti Kiyim, all they're able to Mekayim is that they knew this cipher that wrote it, and they knew one Eid Echad. So they thought to say, that's enough. Our Mishnah says that you have the Ksav of the cipher and an Eid Echad, that's kosher. So he answered it back, no, like the Chizu just said, it's not enough if you know the signature of the cipher, but you have to have the cipher, not that they have the cipher's writing, in fact, he wrote the Shtar. But you need the cipher to sign. So over here, the fact you knew the person that wrote the ksuba means nothing. If you want to be Mekayim the ksuba, you have to be Mekayim the two people that signed on the ksuba. See, if they're only Mekayim one eid echad, that's not enough to get the shtar, it would still be possible. You have to Mekayim both of them. Alright, we'll stop here. You're holding the Aftei Chesam and Aleph in the middle by the two dots. The Mishnah says, Kostav Chanichosoi V'Chanichosoi Kosher. If you write inside the get, her like nickname, or means the family name, his family name, or her family name, the get is kosher. Samara says, Tana Rabbonin, Chanichas Ovis, like a family name is good, the Gitin Ad Yudars. Back 10 generations, we use a family name that was used for the last 10 years, or even 10 deras before, that's still called a good name. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Aine Gimel deras, kosher. No, only for the last three deras, the last three generations, it could use a name, a family name. But if the family name was not used the last 3 years, just before that, then it's no good. That's called like Shino Shmo. The Kain V'Elech Pasol, if the family name was stopped used to be used the last three generations, only it was used 4 generations ago, then they get this posel. That's not called a good name. Morris says, Keman knows who does it go like Hodi Yom Rabbi Chanina. Kostav Chanichas Oves the Gitin Ad Gimel Deris, that he can write the family name of him or her in the get, and it's kosher only up until 3 generations. So Morris says, Keman Kem Shimon Elaza. That goes according to Shimon Elaza, it says only for the last 3 generations that name is good. But not a name that was only used before 3 generations. Omar Rav Huna, Mikro, where's there a posik of 3 generations of that mashma people remember, people know? Mikro, the posik in the Devarim says, Ki Sayle de Bonim, when you give birth to children, O Bnei Vonim, and they'll have children. For the Ishantem, and you'll be there a long time. So mashma, after 3 generations, is called already Bnei Ishantem, like you'll forget what will be before that. So for 3 generations, you remember, and not for before that. Omar Rav Yishur ben Levi, Leichov Eretz Yisrael was not chor of the churban of the Beis Hamikdash. Ad sheovdu bo zayin the botei dinim avodah zarah. Until there are 7 different botei dinim that worshipped avodah zarah. So Rashi says zayin botei dinim means zayin mishpachos shamalachim. 3 different family kingdoms. Mi malchay Yisrael, from the malchay Yisrael, 7 different mishpachos. Of the Malcha Yisroel that worshipped Avodah Zarah, after that, that's what finally got Hashem so angry that Hashem brought upon us the Churban of the Beis Hamikdash. Now, V'elu Hein, these are the seven Malachim, Yerovim ben Nevot, Ulbosha ben Achia is 2, V'yacha ben Amrit is 3, Yehu ben Amshe is 4, Pekach ben Ramliel is 5, Menachem ben Gadir is 6, and Vosheya ben Ela. These are the 7. Shenema is a posik that says, Umlula Yeledis Hashivla, she gave birth to seven. Novchanasha and Boashimsha Vyed Yomam, the sun went down when it's still daytime. And Busha Vichafera.
So that's to hear Mash with seven, when the seven Mishpachas of the Malachim, when they worshipped the Avodah Zarah, after that Hashem was so Molechema that he brought the Churban of Beis Hamikdash.
Omri Rabbi Amar Bami says, Maikro, where's there a pasuk in the Torah that's mashma seven? The pasuk says, Ki soiled bonim ubnei bonim, when you give birth to children and to the children's children. So even though before we said it's mashma only three, look at the bottom Tosafot. The bottom Tosafot says, Maikro, Ki soiled that's chador, bonim that's treidor, ubnei is also treidor, and the bonim is treidor. Hare Zayin, that's why here you have seven. That's the pasuk of Kisolad Bonim or Bnei Bonim. Like Bonim is two, Bnei is two, Bonim is two. And Kisolad is one, that's like seven.
Omar Revik, Omar of Kana, Rav Asi L'Rav. Of Kana, Rav Asi said to Rav, Ksiv Bei Boishei B'Neilo, the pasuk says by this Melech of Boishei B'Neilo, V'ayah Sorav Yeni Hashem. He did the best in the eyes of Hashem, but Rak Loi Kamalcha Yisrael, but not like the Malcha Yisrael, not like the other kings. Uksiv all over, it says by him, Olo Shamnasir. That Shamnasir went up to fight him. So Rashi says, the question is like, Nefneit Shaloi Heshia Kesharam Lochim, Boa Peronius B'Momov, B'Tmiyah, like it's a question. If the first apostle says, he didn't do as bad as the generations before. Says, so how come by him did the punishment come? So where it says, Omolo, he answered back like this. All it means to say is, Oysan Padisoyas, these like policemen, Shoheshiv Yerovim Aladrochim, that Yerovim Ben Navar to put up policemen on the roads, Kidesh Lo Yalu Yisroel Aregel. His richest was, he mama stopped Yisroel to go uphill Aregel. He said it's Osa to go, and he had policemen to stop the Jews from being on the Aregel. And now it says, Bohoshay, the next king came, Ubitlam, and he just took away the policemen. But the Afal became even so, Loyola Yisrael Regal. Still, Klaiyasol did not go up to the Regal, and that's why Hashem got angry and brought the Churban. Omar Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kodesh Baruch Hu said, Oy son Shonim, those years, Shloyola Yisrael Regal, the Klaiyasol did not go up to the Regal on the Yom Tovim. They did not go up to the Beis Hamikdash, Yelchi B'Shevi. Instead, they're going to Golis. And Omer Rav Chizda, Omer Marukfa. The Yamilo, and some say, Omer Rav Chizda, Omer Rav Yirmiya, Dorash Mareima. Mareima made a drosha, Dorash Mareima, my dechsev, what's the pasuk of Daniel say? Vayishkod Hashem ala ro, Shem saw the bed, Vayivyeyu aleinu, when he brought it upon us. Ki tzadik Hashem alokeinu, because Hashem is a tzadik. So mishum the tzadik Hashem alokeinu, Vayishkod Hashem ala ro, Vayivyeyu aleinu, because Hashem is a tzaddik by doing good. That's why he brought the bed upon us. What's John the Pasuk? El, or rather, the Pasuk means like this. Tzedakah asa Kodesh Baruch Hu Yisrael. Hashem did tzedakah, did something good to us. Shehiglo golus tzidkiyo. He brought upon us the punishment, the golus, the exile of tzidkiyo. V'yadayin golus yichonya kayamis. Even though we were still in the middle of the exile of yichonya. In other words, that's a little bit of a taiva. Like really, Hashem could have waited another 2 years until the end of the Golus Yechonya, and then first start another Golus that would have lasted longer, would have lasted another 2 years, the exile. But instead, Hashem was Mekarevit, made it closer 2 years. So that's the chesed that Hashem did. The pasuk says, by the Golus Yechonya, by the Golus of Yechonya, HaCheresh V'Yamazgir Elef. What does that mean? Cheresh, like people that can't hear, that means Shebishosh Shepeskin. When they started to speak and learning, Nasu Akol Kachoshim, everybody else kept quiet. Nobody could answer their questions. So Rashi learns, Golus Yechonya, Rashi says, Hu Yoyochin, Kodmo Golus Yitkiyo Achas Asarashona. It happened before the Golus Yitkiyo 11 years. Mezui Tzedokah, this was the Tzedokah, Shemiyah Ve'echriv, Beisai, Re'li Golus Dorosho Tzikiyo Lebovo, V'yoyt Shechachme Golus Yechonya Kayamin. Hashem made a tzedakah that he brought upon us the Churban of the Beis Hamikdash 2 years earlier, that Klai Yisrael had to go into Babel, while we still had with us the Chachomim from Golus Yechonya. So they were still able to teach us Torah even in Golus. because these people of the Golos of Yechonim were very big Talmid Chachamim. And the Pasuk says they were Cheresh. That means when they started to speak, everybody else kept quiet. They couldn't answer anything. They couldn't answer the questions. And Maskia, what does Maskia mean? That the Gemara says, Kivin Shesoigrin, once the people kept quiet, Shugay in the Paiskim, they didn't open their mouth anymore. In other words, they were like astonished upon the Chochmah that these people had. Now, the Kama Elif, what does it mean, Elif 1,000? So Gemara says, Ula Omar Shehiktim Shtei Shonim Livin Ashantim. It means Hashem made the Golis of Tzidkiyo 2 years earlier. So Rashi says, Ula Omar, Hainu Tzedokah Shemiel Havi Aroa L'Soyv Ches Meis V'Chemishim. Hashem brought the Roa after 850 years. Dainu Beis Shonim Kodim Shinantim, which is 2 years less than the Gematria of the Shinantim. Tehikos V'Noishantim is the Gematria Ches Meyes V'Chamishim Ushtayim. Really, Hashem should have waited 852 years. V'Yimshoh, if he would have waited that long, Hoyimeskayim Ben Kiyobot Avedun, they would have been destroyed altogether. But now that Hashem made that Churban a little bit 2 years earlier, therefore we still had the Talmidei Chachamim that were alive from Golos Yechonyo, so they were still with us in Babel, they still taught us the Torah. And Omar Rav